Well, we are a couple weeks into the new year, and I'm pretty sure your resolutions are either well underway or you fucking hate them. So let's talk about that. 30 is the new fuck yeah. And we're here to support you ladies, femtrepreneurs, and badass lady bosses to live your best life in your 30s.
I'm Annika, an award-winning boudoir photographer based in Boston, owning femininity and self-love.
And I'm Linda, a perpetual nomad owning travel and world love. And in this podcast, we'll talk about health, dating, running your own business, travel, and everything in between. And of course, yeah, being 30 as fuck. Welcome back, femtrepreneurs, and all you adventurous lady bosses. We are talking about New Year's resolutions, because it is like middle of January now. You've had 2 weeks, and actually I read before that it takes 2 weeks to form a habit. Did you know that?
I did know that.
Great. Just spreading knowledge. Yeah, no, it takes 2 weeks to form a habit, so I don't know. I have to say, personally, I'm not a big fan of New Year's resolutions. I kind of think they're a bit shit. And never really do them, I guess, like properly the way you're supposed to.
Yeah, no, I never really do them either. I think I like sometimes romanticize them and make some up, and then I forget instantly what they were.
Yeah, it's like December 31st, you're at dinner and you're chatting about it with your friends and you're like, yeah, I'm going to do this next year.
Yeah.
And then it's like January 2nd, and you're like, who did I think I was going to become?
Yeah, and I mean, the estimate is that you like less than 10% of New Year's resolutions are actually achieved, which is just staggeringly low. So I feel like we need to talk about why they're so bad.
Yeah, like it's not a good way, I think. I just feel like they're more pressure and like just negative bullshit than anything that's going to be like accomplishable.
Yeah, and I think the reasons why we think that they're so bad, well, one of the main ones, is that they're framed on negativity.
Yeah, it's like, all the shit I hate about myself.
Yeah.
Let's not do that next year.
Yeah, like, oh my God, I need to lose weight or this or that, you know? And it's just like, it's not looking at yourself and saying like, no, like, I am proud of this part of my body or I like this about myself. It's focusing on everything that you don't like.
Which this episode actually piggybacks on an episode we did a couple of weeks ago, which is all about rewarding those goals and things that you've achieved. So, you know, if you want a bit more positive-ish outlook on this, if you haven't listened to that one, make sure you give that a listen.
Yeah.
What is it called? Reviewing Your Year. Reviewing
Yes.
Your Year. Something like that.
Again, always on top of our shit.
Yeah, no, totally.
But yeah, that's something that, again, for my business too, that I just, you know, like, I hate when women come in and they're like, I want to do a shoot with you, but I hate this and this and this and this about myself. And it's like, well, why don't you just focus on the positive, you know, like, change your mindset towards it. Because if you always focus on everything that's bad, like, you're never really moving forward, I feel. And I think that's a big problem with New Year's resolutions.
Yeah. And it's like most of the time, right? Because, and this is what I feel like always kept me from it, is that you set these like goals that are just fucking unattainable. Like, you picture yourself, you know what, I'm gonna have fucking six-pack abs and just this amazing whatever body, and I'm gonna be this person, whatever, and it's not grounded in any realistic goal.
Which is funny, because from doing this research for this episode, I saw so many times people comment on false hope syndrome. Which they categorize with New Year's resolutions, because people set these unrealistic expectations about like how quick it's going to take, you know, the amount of time, or quick it's going to take. I can't talk, but you know, how long it's going to take.
It's going to take quick.
The amount of time it's going to take, and also just believing that you're going to be a completely different person when the new year rolls around. And it's like, no, you're still going to be you. You're still going to have the same habits, the same things you like and dislike. Like, you're not all of a sudden going to love, you know, running if you hate running now.
Yeah. You're not going to wake up January 1st, first of all, hungover as fuck, going, I love exercising. I love the gym. Like, that's just not going to happen. And you know, I know that's like the biggest joke of New Year's is that, you know, January 2nd or whatever, the gym's packed, and by January 10th, no one's there anymore, kind of thing.
Yeah.
Which actually, you know, it was funny because the other day I was watching, and, you know, we're like mid to end December right now as we're recording this, and the like local news was doing a big piece on like obesity and like people just being more overweight and stuff. And I'm like, huh, that's interesting. Like, just really drive home
those like things that we don't like about ourselves and like that weight factor to get gym sales. Like, is this sponsored by a gym? What's happening?
No, it's so true. I mean, come, you know, New Year's time and early January and everything, you're going to see gym ads like crazy. And there are going to be so many good gym deals out there because they just want to get you in and want to make you feel shitty right at the beginning of the year.
Yeah. And it's just, yeah. Like, you know, because I'm one of those people, like, I hate the gym. I will never go to the gym. And it took me a long time to be honest with myself. I mean, when I was younger, I do it a lot more. But like now, I know that I get bored. If I'm on a treadmill for 20 minutes, I am bored. And in my head, all I'm doing is thinking about all the reasons why I don't want to be there. So it's like, I had to just like come to terms with that. And it's like, I'm never going to be this person. So, you know, what other things can I do? So I started doing different stuff, like different type of exercise classes or like going mountain biking or like playing soccer, you know, just stuff where I'm like, I'm distracted and I actually get a workout in. So yeah. So I think one of the things that we really want to drive home here is that pick things that are realistic for yourself.
And like, there's no right one way to do something, you know, like you said, you didn't like the gym, so you figured out other ways to do it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And it, you know, I'm like looking at her. I'm okay. Looking at, yeah. I get so excited. No, I'm looking at her notes. And I'm just like, I don't know which one to pick and talk about now. Yeah, one of the other things about, like, New Year's resolutions is a lot of the times we're just focused on the result versus the process. And I guess that kind of ties in with that gym thing, you know? It's like the result is, well, I want to be fit or whatever. And we just think about that. But the process actually is going to the gym every day. And like I said, I hate the fucking gym. So that process will never get me to that result. So I had to think of a different one.
I know, or like, you know, like losing weight, doing more exercise, quitting smoking, saving money, those are always like the most common resolutions. But like they all take time. Like they don't just happen overnight, you know? So it's like something that I feel like people do need to be more focused on the process of these things and also maybe just like enjoy the experience a little bit more. Like you said, you know, if you don't like the gym, figure something else out.
Yeah. And I mean, the big thing about any resolution, like anything you want to change too, is, you know, it's all about just like forming a habit and repetition. And when I was like researching this, you know, it's interesting because we have all these habits that we aren't even aware of, like how they became a habit, right? We just do them. So it just, you know, that's one thing to keep in mind. It's like we're perfectly capable of forming habits. And as we said, it's just a matter of looking, it takes what, about 2 weeks, we said, and it's just a matter of looking at, okay, well, this is, you know, this is what I just lost my complete train of thought there. I just went entirely blank.
Sorry, I can't help you.
No, what was I saying?
You know, I wish I knew.
If only my co-host was listening to what I was saying. But to be fair, I wasn't even listening to what I was saying.
Yeah, it's just like you rambled so much that I was like, just give her a minute.
Clearly, I rambled so much that I stopped listening.
You were talking about the fact that we are able to form habits without knowing where they come from. So I think you were leading into the point of that we can break habits, too.
No, I was leading to the point that you just have to, like, start realizing the triggers for certain things. So when you start analyzing, like, what's the trigger for this or trigger for that, and then you can kind of alter those for yourself. You know, you can kind of start to say, oh, you know what, like, when I get nervous, I want to have a cigarette or something like that. So it's, like, kind of taking it that step back, like, that step before you do that habit that you're trying to break. You know, like work on that part because that's going to allow you to form new habits. And like that trigger is going to lead to a new habit. That's what I was trying to say. That's where I was going with that.
Good. I'm glad you got it out.
Yeah, it wasn't very dignified or like informative. And I'm sorry, like that bread trail trum just ended and I got lost in the woods.
Okay.
Yeah.
And one of the other reasons that we found that the New Year's resolutions really don't work is that they are reliant on outside forces. Meaning like, you know, if you want to get like a job promotion or something and you're dead set on getting it for this year, it's still reliant on outside forces. Like you can't, you know, you don't know if you're actually going to get that job. Yes, you can make your work habits, you know, better and really work your ass off, but that still doesn't mean you're actually going to get it.
Riveting.
Are you gonna like say anything? Like, come on, little, chime in. You're a co-host.
I know, whatever. You don't listen to me when I talk, so.
Just when you're not making any sense. That's when I easily tune you out.
That's fair enough. That's fair enough. There's all these different reasons, obviously, that we've just listed of why New Year's resolutions are shit. We did find some rules that, you know, you can use to kind of create resolutions that work. So rule number one was don't keep too many resolutions at once, which I've actually found that to be very, very true because over the years, I've really just set myself, like, one goal for the year, as a resolution type thing. Obviously, I have, like, different business goals and things like that, but, you know, like, a personal improvement type of goal, and it's just one, and then, you know, another year goes by, and I'm fucking, when you're older and old, but I'm like, yay, I did this one thing. You know, like, one year it was to get my, you know, to be more conscious of my health, for example, and I set up insurances and things like that. And so it's stuff like that where it's just, it's an accomplishable thing. It was just one thing for me to focus on that year in personal development type stuff. And that really helps. That helps me to kind of keep on track.
Yeah, I agree with that. I think that's really important not to overwhelm yourself with all these things because then you're setting yourself up for failure before you even started.
Yeah, absolutely. And then rule number two is to set very specific goals, which I completely agree with. I mean, this is something that I practice in every type of goal I set. It's like I have the overall goal, but then, you know, I try to break it down to be as specific as possible and as doable as possible into like a doable kind of set of things to do.
Mm-hmm.
Say do more.
Linda does things, guys.
I do things, so... I have a list of doing things. and then rule number three is to focus on the carrot, not the stick. Again, that's funny because that's actually, I think that contradicts one of the other things that we found, which is to focus on the result, not the process.
Yeah, I don't like that one.
Wait, because focus on the carrot means like focus on the end result, right?
That's how I take that, yeah. But I think you should be focusing on the stick.
Well, yeah, because the stick's the problem, isn't it? Because you're never going to get the carrot. If you think about this example, that's a terrible rule. Like, focus on the carrot. You're just going to be chasing that carrot. You're never going to get there. The problem is the stick. You got to get rid of the stick because the stick is keeping you from the carrot.
Yeah.
So that's a shit rule. Don't listen to that one, ladies. And then rule number four, so we're going to move on from that one, is tell a few friends and family members.
Yeah, like, once you talk about it, too, it does make it seem a little bit more real. You know, and then sometimes that also motivates you to, like, actually do those things because you've told people and, you know, you don't want to have to tell people, like, oh, yeah, no, I gave up on that, like, right away.
Although, to be fair, I have to say I'm seeing it more and more now because, like, I think people have that in their heads that, like, you have to post stuff on Facebook for it to be real, obviously, because that's the world we live in. Where I've seen people post things on Facebook about, like, oh, I'm taking a break from Facebook. And then it's, like, a day later they come out and they're like, I was just kidding. I was having a mental breakdown, guys. I'm totally back. So it's, like, in a way I feel like that's not as, like, the whole Facebook thing might not be as effective anymore because now we post so much that it's so easy to just be like, oh, no, just kidding.
Yeah, no, and I wasn't thinking of this as, like, a social media thing. I was thinking of it as, like, in person.
Oh, I don't think about talking to people in person.
Because, like, if I say something to, like, my closest friends or something, and I'm like, hey, I'm going to do this, and then the next time I see them, they ask me about it, I don't want to be like, yeah, I never did anything to, like, you know, work on that, or I totally forgot about that kind of thing. Not that they would, like, look down on me or anything, but, you know, it just kind of, like, motivates you to actually do it. But, yeah, I agree with you. Like, Facebook wouldn't mean shit to me if I said something. I would just delete it if I changed my mind.
Yeah, I'd be like, oh, I don't mean that anymore.
Delete. Yeah, like, it's never, I never said that. You can't prove it.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, I'm the kind of person, though, I don't really tell people about the things that I want to do because I'm just like, I'll show you.
But, like, what are you showing them? Because if they don't know, they're not going to be, like, shocked by it.
I know, but that's why, like, you know, nobody knows what's going on with my life. And in my head, I'm like, I'm going to show you. And they have no idea. Like, they don't know it's coming.
Oh, Linda's doing this. That's cool.
Yeah, exactly. And then, like, totally lands flat. And I'm like, look, guys, I did this. And they're like, all right. Fair enough.
Yeah, it kind of, I've realized, like, people do care about the process, and they do care to support you and, like, find out about things and, like, follow other people's journeys, because we really do enjoy that.
Of course. Yeah, I mean, what is Instagram if not following along on, like, someone's journey?
Ooh. It's breaking down Instagram right there.
I mean, I hate on it a lot. I gotta say something good about it.
Yeah. No, that's true, but you're right. No, but you've just, I don't know if that was something good or bad about it, because you've just broken it down to, like, no, we're just following your journey picture by picture.
Yeah, I don't know. But, yeah, so those are some of our tips to kind of, like, actually not our tips, since we didn't even like the focus on
that. We didn't like these tips. We thought these were a bit bullshit, but we kind of made them our own. So there you go.
Yeah, I don't really know what to say there.
So, like, what are some of you, do you have any New Year's resolutions for this year that you set for yourself that, you know, maybe you're struggling with?
I have a goal for myself for 2019, like, not a work goal, but just a personal one that's just doing more stuff that I want to do in my free time, because I feel like work takes up so much time in my life that I don't really ever get to do too much that I want to do. So that is one thing that I'm going to make a priority for this year, is that...
I was going to say, that's not very specific, though.
Well, I have specific ideas in mind. Like, I want to volunteer, I want to go to, like, a dance class and things like that. So I have specific ideas of things I want to do that I know I enjoy, but that I don't really prioritize, or I haven't prioritized in the past in my schedule.
Okay. That's a good one. I like that, because I think most of us should do that. You know, like, we should try more things and try new things and all that stuff.
Yeah.
Nice. I have to say, for me...
I didn't ask. I'm
just kidding. I know you didn't. That's why I'm just going to say it, because, you know...
No, I am curious, though. Tell me.
The awkward silence was killing me, so I just thought, well, might as well go for it.
Yeah, no. I do want to know. Tell me.
I don't actually know. Like, I think my...
Why did you start talking?
I had to fill the silence on it.
Did it make you nervous?
This uncontrollable need to just fill that silence.
All right, Linda, floor is yours.
Great. I think the thing that I really want to focus on this year is being financially better. I know that sounds really weird and random, but, you know, I mean, I've joked enough about it on this podcast that, like, I'm really not generating a lot of income because I've just started building this business and it's tough and building your own business sucks. But I think I really just wanted to focus on, you know, my products and creating that journey for customers and creating customers.
One thing at a time.
Yeah, I know. I know. It's just, it's, I don't know how to phrase it, but basically just like...
Getting your business where you want it to be?
Not even that, because it's just like, I don't even know where I want it to be. I just want to help people and make money.
So basically just like... Get off, like start your business, pretty much.
Earn my first dollar on my business, basically. I think that's, and if I make one sale this year, I will be over the fucking moon, and hopefully, you know, that there will be more. But if there's one, I think that's my personal goal for me, is to make money from something I've created.
And that's an awesome goal, and I think you can definitely get there once you actually put your products out, because... At the recording of this, Linda still has not put her products down.
Yeah, because they're coming out, whatever. So I was going to say, one of the things that we need to start doing is at the end of, you know, our podcast, tell you guys about what it is we do, because we've kind of lost track of our previous format a bit. But yeah, no, I will be, as you guys are listening to this, these products should be available. if I have held up my end of my own personal goals there. Basically, I'll be providing itinerary services. So that it's basically like a travel concierge. I'm not like a travel agent, and I won't be doing that type of stuff where I book things for people, but I do want to get people out and traveling, and I'm really passionate about that, and I love looking into things. So, you know, if you want to start planning a trip and you have absolutely no idea where to start or where you want to, like, what that trip should look like, where you start your research, so that's what I'm there for, and I will do all that research for you and just present you with an amazing itinerary to get everything out of a vacation or an adventure that you want.
And she's really awesome at it. Like, even if you know like
you know, how to do the research and all that, but you're just feeling overwhelmed, like, definitely use her services. I am currently, well, at the time that this will air, I will be traveling for a 3-month trip, and I actually use Linda's services for part of the trip because even though I am comfortable, like, planning my own things, I was just getting so overwhelmed at the time with work and figuring out everything that I still need to do for the trip. So I actually had her plan a big portion of it, and it saved me so much time and so much of a headache just to have somebody else look at it and not me with my, like, tired eyes of, like, planning this trip.
Yeah, so this has now turned into, like, a 20-minute pitch on my services, but if you guys are interested, you can find it on my website, which is lifebylinda.com, and you can find me on social media under that same handle, where I will also be pushing that, because I am traveling as you are listening to this as well, or should be off, actually, traveling right around this time, so...
Oh, yeah, yeah, that's true.
Yeah, so... There you go. Those are my New Year's resolutions. You guys buy shit from me. So.
No, but it's actually really good because, I mean, everyone wants to travel more. I think that's on so many people's goals for every New Year that I talk to.
Yeah, that's such a big New Year's resolution.
Yeah, and I mean, so many people I talk to always tell me, you know, especially since people found out about this trip, like my clients, they're all like, you know, oh, I definitely told myself I'm going to travel more next year and things. So if that's one of your goals, definitely look into, you know, even just Linda's website for other tips, like even if you don't want to hire her for itinerary services.
Yeah, I mean, like, hire me, but, you know, you don't have to.
But she puts a lot of great information out there, too. So, you know, you can always just look at, like, her, you know, newsletter and her guides and stuff like that.
Yeah, sweet. So this has just been a 20-minute ad for me. And, yeah, we're out of time, guys.
Well, you guys can find me on social media.
It's not important. You're not important, Annika.
Under Mashari Studios on Instagram, and I am a boudoir father.
What are you now?
A boudoir father. I am the father of all... Oh, man. Okay, so I am a boudoir photographer. That's what I meant to say. In Boston, I'm currently traveling, so if you do decide to reach out, you will get my away email, but I will be back in spring and shooting and doing everything that I do.
I'm sorry, ever since you said you're, like, the father of boudoir, I'm just picturing you with, like, a handlebar mustache, like, ah, yes, boudoir.
Well, I do have a little bit of a mustache.
So. Don't we all, Annika, don't we all?
Yes. Maybe I'll grow it out to be a handlebar.
Jeez. All right.
So, yeah.
We're going to end it there because this has just gone off the rails. But, yeah, so we hope that you guys have had an awesome start to the new year. You're getting your goals set to be, you know, kick-ass this year, to get the most out of this year and your 30s, because that's what we're all about, which we really should drive that point home because we're 30 and stuff.
Well, not yet. I still have a few more months, and then I will join the 30 club.
Not yet.
It's fine. Don't make me older than I am.
You belong in the club, Annika. It's fine. You already belong. Ugh.
I mean, I'm afraid of apps and technology, and I dress like a grandma, but don't put me in.
Dude, you're, like, past 30. You're, like, I would say, like, 50s or 60s is where you belong.
Whatever. Maybe my body's, like, in the 80s already, but that's fine. Don't make me be older than I am. I am still 29.
Great. All right. Well, anyways, we hope you guys have some awesome things going on this year. And, you know, leave us a comment. Get in touch somehow on our social media, which is 30 AF Podcast. We are on Twitter, I think.
We do have a Twitter, yes. We just haven't gotten around to actually posting anything there because...
technology and shit, you know.
Yeah, it's just... it's all too much. We manage a lot of different businesses and things like that. So, unfortunately, Twitter for the podcast has just not gone anywhere.
No.
But follow us.
But follow us. Get in touch. Talk to us. You know, maybe we'll answer. I don't know. It's a gamble.
It is.
All right.
All right. Well, thanks for listening, ladies. We're going to stop talking.
Yeah.